I'm in a series called Change My Mind. Say that with me. Change my mind. Because we're all screwed up. Okay? Nobody's God. You act like whoever. You're crazy. You're not God. You're a mess. And we think bad thoughts. We do wrong things. That's who we are. And we've all sinned. We've all come short of God's glory. That's the bottom line. And you can get better at it, and you can get stronger, and that's what this whole series is about. Amen? Let's go to a scripture. I just want to have something brief for you. It's something that's helped me. If it's helped me, it'll help somebody else. So I'd like you to see it today. Change my mind. Now, the word change, what's that mean? It means to make in a different form. That's your brain, your head, your thinking. It give up one form for another. It's either God's way or it's going to be your way. It's either going to be the right way or it's going to be the wrong way. Somebody's got to give up here. If you want to have a changed mind, if you want to be different, you don't always have to be the way you've always been. It means to become differently. And if you're going to become differently, say that last one with me. You got to what? You got to think differently. We're talking today about how to change your mind. Now, I've done a whole series on this. I'm not going to go back and cover everything. This is just one passage that you ought to memorize. It's not that hard. I'm from Rockingham. I grew up as a country boy. I was a hellraiser. Okay? And if I can do it, you can do it. And I've done it, and God's been good to me. The Bible says, here's a verse you ought to know. Say this one with me. Let this what? Be in who? Which was also in. So we need to have His mind. You mean I can have God's mind? Well, you ain't going to be God. But you can certainly know what God thinks. That's why we have His Word. And you can believe His Word. And as you believe His Word, somebody's wrong and it's you. And you start to humble yourself and submit. And you'd be surprised how you can change. And it don't take forever, guys. It don't take forever. Now, it's always a journey. But this stuff can happen pretty quick if you humble yourself and let God be God in your life. Push me, Rod. Let's see what we've got. Little message today, a familiar passage to some. It is to me. These are big deals to God. We're talking about change my mind. Only a few minutes here, but now we're rolling. I'm on it now. We're here. This is it. Big deals to God. These are big deals to God. Would you say them out loud? Out loud with me. My attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my actions, and my... Look at that for a second. That's a big deal to God. Now, you'd say, Clark, that's going to take you 3 months to preach on something like that. Not really. It's all covered in one passage, a small passage in the Bible. It's from the book of Proverbs. And I'd like you to... Let me read it, and you just follow along close. And if I ask you to help me, you chime up. These six things doth the Lord what? Hate. And what? Seven are a what? An abomination to Him. So There were seven things listed on that list. Started with my attitude. And every one of these touches on that. So say it with me. Verse 17. The first one is a what? A proud look. The second one, a lying tongue. The third one, hands that shed innocent blood. The fourth one, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. The fifth one, feet that are swift to run to mischief. The sixth one, a false witness that speaks lies. And number seven, he that what? Sows discord among the brethren. Now see, those are things God hates. That's called wrong thinking. Everything that was on that list is wrong thinking. And most of us, when we look at that list, maybe some of it we ain't done, but a whole heck of a lot we have, and we still do. That's wrong thinking. So just for plain Jane English today, I'd like to break these down for you. And I've still got about 5 minutes. Hang on. Number one, a proud look. My attitude, a proud look. The right way to think is, say it with me, what? Humility, which is being what? Selfless. Now, the wrong way, which God hates, is what? Pride, which is being full of who? And bull, okay? So think, we're to think what way then? Humility. Humility, not pride. It's not all about me, okay? You matter, I matter, but you matter too. Humility. A man's pride will bring him low, but honor shall uphold the who. The who. That's number one. Number two, how to think, how to change. Well, my words, it says a lying tongue. Right, right. What's the right thing? Honesty. That's right thinking. Many of you in here today, including me, we've lied. Dishonest. It's not right. Say that out loud. It's not what? It's just not. This is God's word. What's wrong? What's wrong? Lying. How hard is this? Yes or no? Change my mind. These are things that God hates, man. So I'm to think how? I'm to speak, think honesty or think honestly. Desire of a man is his kindness. I love this line right here. And a poor man's better than a what? Say that out loud. A poor man's better than a what? Can we do it one more time? A who? Poor man's better than a who? I love that. Man, if you've got honesty, if you've got some integrity, you got something, baby. Amen? Good stuff. Number three. Talking about how to think. Change my mind. A passage of scripture. Just one. My touch. Well, hands that shed innocent what? So the right thing for me, the right thinking is my hands should be what? My hands should be gentle. What's the wrong way to think? What's the wrong way to think? What is it? My hands are what? That's wrong. Are y'all hearing me? And you might say, well, I knew this. I learned this a long time ago. Well, then why you do it? Because you're a nut. Got it? Say. No place for it. Okay? Gentle hands. The fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, long-suffering. What's that word? Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such as no. So we need to think what way? Think what? Gentle hands. Number four, my thoughts, the scriptures, what's right? A heart that devises wicked imaginations. What's right? What's right? Say it with me. Good thoughts. These are my words. Good thoughts. Thoughts or plans for what? Good. Good. Or another word would be what kind of thoughts? Clean. What's wrong thoughts? Well, they're wicked thoughts. They're plans or thoughts for what? Or another word? Dirty. This is not God's will. This is not God's best for you, that He wants you to change your mind. Got it? And this isn't pulling up yourself by the bootstraps. We're giving a whole series on this. It comes from His Word. It comes from being humble. It comes from saying, I am stupid. Say that out loud. I am stupid. I'm wrong. I'm a nut. I need help. That's okay. I love this scripture. We taught it in this series. Finally, brethren, sit with me. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think how on these things. This is what God's will is for your life. He doesn't want you to have a screwed up head. He doesn't want you to make bad decisions. Okay? God's picking on me. What? By trying to help you not be a nut? Pretty good stuff. My walk. Feet that be swift to mischief. This is the fifth one, I think. What's the right way? I'm to be a what? I'm to seek to do what's... What's the wrong way to think? What's the wrong way? Being a what? You probably think you're getting by with it. We can see you a mile away. Troublemaker. Seeking to do what? Pain in the rear end. That's my word. It's not God. That's not good for the Lord. That's not good for us, is it? Yes or no? Think peacemaker. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even at his who, be it what? I've got so many stories. I've lived in Englewood for 40, almost 45 years. And so, obviously, I know a lot of people. And I've got so many stories. And I'm not necessarily always somebody's favorite. But to be honest with you, I am a lot of people's favorite. I see a buddy right here, a friend right here, right there. You knew I was going to point you out, didn't you? Yeah, I've known you a long time, hadn't I? Son, right there. Okay? But whether people here or not, I'm out in this community, and people like me. You know why they like me? Because I ain't no troublemaker. I want to be a peacemaker. I want to bring peace into people's lives. Amen, yes or no? I want to help people. Doesn't mean I always do it right, but this is good stuff, man. How about this one? My action, a false witness that speaks lies. Number 6, I think. The right thing to do is what? Being what? Say that out loud. Being what? Being a person of integrity. Be who you are. But be, that's good stuff, man. What's the wrong way? Being a what? Church is full of that. That's why people don't want it. I don't want it. Being a hypocrite. Man, I struggle with right and wrong. But if I'm doing wrong, I want to go ahead and tell you. I want to get off of me. I don't want that on me. You hear me? Being real, man. It's not about being perfect. So think being real. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them on the table of your what? Heart. And last one, my heart. And he that sows discord among the who. Like I said, these are my, I'm putting the little thing together on the screen, but right. What kind is right thinking? Right thinking is what? Right thinking is also what? It's kindness, guys. And a lot of you are like, Clark, this is so elementary. Then why don't you do it? I mean, God laid it out. He said, there's 6 things that I hate and 7 are an abomination. What is wrong thinking when it comes to my heart? Discord. Running your mouth about somebody. You're not man enough to go talk to them because you're weak. It's pitiful. You know what you could do is pray about it. What you could do is forgive. You know what you could do is forget it. Why do you gotta be a pain? Say, this thinking stuff really matters, don't it, guys? Isn't it? You can have Chris be so nice and I come up in just 5 minutes, ruin the whole morning. It's my job. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in what? In unity. So we're done. I told you I'd do it longer than I thought. Big deals to God. Here it is. You can look at it. Look at it. There it is. Just check it out. If you got a phone, you might want to take a picture. Right there. Okay. Let's say right thinking. Just right thinking. Say it with me out loud. Humility. Honesty. Gentle hands, good thoughts, peacemakers, being real, and let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning, real brief. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.